वन्देहम् श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of April, 1974, in Hyderabad, India.
Karmasya cha apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate na arthasya dharma ikantasya kama lavaya hi smitaha. We have begun this discussion about dharma. We have several times described dharma, the constitutional characteristic that is called dharma. So, people have taken dharma for sense gratification. Just like generally people go to the church or temple for asking some material gain. That is of beginning of God consciousness. Chaturvidha bhajante mang sukriti na arjuna artha artharthi jigyasu gyani cha bharatarsa. Four classes of men means those conditioned soul. People who are pious, not ordinary men, those who are pious. Therefore, in the Vedic principle, everyone has been directed to become pious. Punya karma. Taja dujjana sangsargam vaja sadhu samagamam. This is moral instruction. That don't keep company with durjana. Durjana means those who are very much attached to material enjoyment. They are called durjana. Actually, human life is meant for tapasya, not to become like cats and dogs and hogs, simply eating and sense gratification. That is not human life. This is Vedic civilization. Because human life is meant for making solution of all problems. Here it is said, dharmasya cha apavargasya. Apavarga, a means negation, and pavarga, pavarga, pa-pha, ba-bha, ma. Just like those who are acquainted with Sanskrit grammar, there are five vargas, ka-varga, cha-varga, ta-varga. Similarly, pa-varga. Pa-pha, ba-bha, ma. So, pa-varga means they are taking the material life in different aspects. First of all, material life is parishram, hard labor. This is called pa, parishram. And then, pa, the labor is so hard, sometimes poom comes. We have seen from the mouth of the horse, cows and bulls, dogs. We have also, our tongue become dry after working very hard. There are forms. This is pa, pa pa. And ba means vyarthata. In spite of so much labor, our sense gratification is not fulfilled. That is called vyarthata. Pa pa ba, vyarthata. And then bha, bha means bhoy. Always fearful. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunant. Every conditioned soul is subjected to fearfulness. What will happen next? Big, big politician, just like in USA, President Nixon, he is also under fear. how these people will drive me away. So this boy must be there. Hard labor for election and rejection, then boy, faithfulness, whether this position will remain or not. Nobody is free, even Brahma, big demigods, they are also fearful. Bhayam dhitya avinivesatasya. Shastra says, when one is attached to the other thing except God, dhitya, because God is one, eka Brahma, when one is not Brahma realized, the other realized, means illusion realized, then there is war. So apabarga, pa, pa, ba, bha. In this way, ma means mrityu, death. So this has been summarized. These are called pavarga. And apa, a means to nullify. So dharma, practice of dharma, means to nullify these conditions, these miserable conditions of material existence. That is the purpose of dharma. Dharmasya hi apavargas. Apavargasya, to cease this labor. Ditab jantana, three types of miserable condition. Adhyatmik, adhibhauti, adhigaivi. That is animal life, bodily concept of life. Therefore, dharma should be practiced for nullifying, because we do not want to work very hard, every one of us, but we have to, especially at the present moment. That is stated in the Bhagavata, in the Kali Yuga, the situation will be so much deteriorated that simply for a piece of bread, one has to work just like an ass, very hard labor. It has come to become so, gradually, it will deteriorate more and more. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavata. Now rice and wheat is selling at a high price, 3 rupees kilo, but time will come when if you pay 300,000 rupees, still it will not be available. Especially rice, wheat, sugar and milk. And fruits, that means sattikaha. These things will be finished. Therefore they are learning how to eat beef. This is the beginning. That's a child learns to eat little. Otherwise, there will be no more food. Therefore dharma is required to stop this miserable condition of life. That is real dharma. Therefore, to come to the real point of dharma, transcendental position, in the material condition and life, the dharma, varnasam dharma, chaturvarnam maya system, gunakarma vibhaga, vipradaya gunad prithak, chaturvarnam, jaya sankurisam sakshat atharvabhavam isharam, navajanti avajananti, purusasya asramaisaha, chattara yogiri varna vipradaya gunad prithak. These are the statements of Shastra, that the human society, just to make it real human society, not cats and dog society, there must be varnasram. That is dharma. In the material stage, when we have to take care of this body, there must be this varnasram. That is systematic human society. If there is no varnasram dharma, then it is cats and dog society. In the cats and dog society, there is no varnasram dharma. They do not require it, neither they can understand it. So the human society becomes varnasramless. Without varnasram dharma, then it is cats and dog society. Then subjected to the so many miserable conditions of material nature, that is inevitable. So dharma, first of all, this dharma, chaturvarnam maya system gunakarma, this is dharma. Brahman dharma, kshatriya dharma, vaishya dharma, and sudra dharma, brahmachari dharma, grihastha dharma, we call grihastha dharma. otherwise wife and children, the cats and dogs have also wife and children. Then why? This is called dharma. Dharma viruddha tamasmi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, dharma aviruddha tamasmi. Sex life, sense gratification, which is not against dharma, that is I. So, that must be dharma, characteristic. This is the characteristics of brahmana. This is the characteristics of kshatriya. This is the characteristic of vaishya. This is the character of shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This must be systematically organized. That is called dharma. Because the real purpose is dharmasya hi apavargasya. Just to nullify this miserable condition of material life. Not dharmasya is dharmasya cha hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate. Now it has been taken as I am Brahmin. So how to earn more money? By giving somebody blessings, or giving some money, or I shall make some puja, he'll get some material benefit, this puja, that puja, especially demigods, you worship Kali puja, so he'll be able to eat meat, then Chandi puja, then he'll be able to drink wine, and so many other, they're also in the scriptures, because people want, there are varieties of men. So, they have been given. These are regulative principles. Just like Kali puja. Puja of the goddess Kali. The real purpose is to eat meat. Because in any other demigod worship, there is no animal sacrifice. But there are some demigods. The purpose is, instead of purchasing from the slaughterhouse, if they are restricted that you eat meat after worshipping this demigod, there will be some restriction. That is the purpose. To come in, to bring him under restriction. Otherwise it is not required at all. And you will find in the Panchanga that today meat eating is prohibited. Actually it is prohibited. But those who are meat eaters, they cannot give up. Therefore, one day restriction, this restriction, that restriction, everything to bring him under regulative principle. Because real purpose is to make him detach from this material attraction and make him promoted above Bhargasya, how to get out of this material miserable condition of life. This is called dharmasya hi above Bhargasya. Not that we have got this ceremony today, Kali Puja ceremony, let us sacrifice thousands of goats and eat and drink and enjoy. That is not the purpose. No arthaya upakalpata. But artha means material, paramartha means spiritual. So, execution of dharma, religion, never mind Hindu religion or Christian religion, the purpose is not for any material gain. No upakalpata. Dharmasya, dharmasya hi apavargasya, na artha, arthaya upakalpate. Then, what about our sense gratification? We must have, we have got this body, we must have some facility. So, that is also described here. Na arthasya, dharma ikantasya, arthasya, one who is actually a student of dharma, ikantasya, na arthasya, dharma ikantasya, kamalabhaya hismitaha. Not for sense gratification. You require some money. So by your profession, either as a brahmana, or as kshatriya, or as a vaishya, or as a shudra, a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, that is for spiritual advancement. And for material, this Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. So he requires some money. Because without money, without source of income, how we can live? But that is not meant for sense gratification. That what he said. Na arthasya dharmaikantasya kamalabhaya hisme. Just like everyone is earning money simply for sense gratification. And there are so many advertisements for sense gratification. If you go to the city, you'll find all the shops, cinema, hotel, and wine shop, and this shop, and that shop. What are these? Big, big, nice sari displayed, demonstrated. Everything is for sense gratification. So this is not meant for. You require money. People are hankering after money. How I shall get money to purchase this nice sari for my wife or for my beloved, for my... Then how I shall purchase wine, how I shall purchase this car, this... Everything is that. Everything is meant for karma, for sense gratification. Naturally, one should be inclined to earn money, more money, and more sense gratification. That means he is becoming implicated, that he does not know. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Pramatta, because they have become mad after sense gratification, they are doing everything which should not be done. Vikarma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. So, people are generally doing vikarma. Vikarma means forbidden. Sinful activities, they call vikarma. Karma is not sinful. Karma means according to the direction of the Vedas. That is called karma kanda. But vikarma means against the principle of dharma. That is called vikarma. So, this has been observed. Therefore, Maharaj Rishabdev says, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Jadindya pritaye apinoti. Na sadhumanne jatvatmanayam asallapi klesa deyasadeha. My dear wife, people are so mad after sense gratification. So, why they are increasing? Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Just indriya pritaye, simply for sense gratification. No other business. If they go to the cinema, or to the wine shop, or to so many other things, there are varieties, simply sense gratification. There is no other profit. But the Shastra says, nasadhuyam, nasadhumanne, jato atmanayam, asannapi klesadayasatayam. The people do not understand that this material body means suffering. They do not understand. They think very nice body. The cats and dogs may think like that. Just like hog. Hog is thinking, I am very happy. And he's getting fatty. He'll find. They think, I am very happy. What is that happiness? Now I'm eating stool. Oh, that's very good. Then, where they are living, now in the most insanitary condition, but he is also thinking that I am happy. This is called maya. This is called illusion. Everyone is thinking that I am very happy. Although his body, this material body means suffering. Who is a person here who is not? Why you are getting this fan? Because the body is suffering on account of excessive heat. This is called adhidvaivik. The heat, excessive, cool. These are also sufferings. This is called adhidvaivik. But we are thinking we are very comfortable. We never think that I do not want this heat. Why it is being forced upon me? That is never comes. If there is any remedy, I do not want it. But this body, as soon as you accept this material body made of these five elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, this is material body. So, Krishabdev says, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma, jat indriya pritaye. This body, the concept of life means the senses. Indriyani para. The senses are very prominent. So simply for sense gratification, we are acting so much sinfully that we are becoming implicated. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jad indriya pritaye aprinoti na sadhu manne. And this is not good. Why? Na jato atmana, the soul, atmana asannapi klesa de asadeha. The atma, the soul has accepted this body on account of this vikarma. On account of this vikarma. Therefore, people should be instructed to be expert in sukarma, sukriti. Sukriti. That sukriti is this Krishna consciousness. Sukriti. They should be instructed. Sukriti vaan. Tadavida bhajante maam. Sukriti na arjuna. Unless one is sukriti vaan, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, everyone should be instructed to become sukritivan, punnavan, jisam antagatam papam, jananam punnakarmanam, unless one is free from all sinful activities. Simply by acting piously, jananam punnakarmanam, te danda mahanin mukta bhajanti man dhirabhya. They can understand what is Krishna. And what is Krishna worship? Others cannot do. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is to make people free from all sinful activities. Then they will be happy. Because in the soul proper, it is pure. Just like you contaminate some disease. So you suffer, you have got fever, you have got some pain. So you have to go to the physician. He will give you some medicine to counteract the contamination, then you become happy. Similarly, we are our part and parcel of God, Krishna. Naturally, we must be happy. Anandamaya abhyasa. This is our position. That we must be always anandamaya, jubilant. Just like Krishna is dancing, you have seen. Similarly, our position is simply dancing with Krishna and be happy. That is our position. But we have come to this material world to enjoy independently of Krishna. Therefore, we have been captured by the illusory energy. Krishna bhuliya jivi bhogavancha kore pasete mayatare japotiya dhore. As soon as we forget or defy to enjoy with Krishna, just like a big man, a rich man. So the rich man is enjoying, along with the servants are also enjoying. The servants are not poor in a rich man's house. He is eating of the same thing, he is also riding on the same car with the master. Rather, the driver is in the front, and the master is in the back. So, in this way, we are part and parcel of Krishna, just like in a family. Why you take the risk of family? To enjoyment. I am alone. I can remain happy. Now why you take the wife? I know, if I marry, then there will be children, there will be so many responsibilities, but why you accept for happiness? Similarly, Krishna is the supreme happy person. So we are part and parcel of Krishna to remain with Krishna always. And he becomes happy, we are happy. This is our position. So that we have forgotten. We wanted to be happy. Just like we have many examples. A very rich man's son, he wants to become happy without his father. He becomes independent, comes out of home, and goes here and there, but he does not become happy. There are many instances. Again, he comes back home. Similarly, our position in this material world is like that. Our position is very jubilant and happy. Anandamaya vyasa, sachidananda, Sat, Chit, Anand. We have got our eternal life. Sat, Chit, and full of knowledge and blissful. That's Krishna has got. That because you are part and parcel of Krishna, Mami Vamsa Jiva Buddha. So Krishna is gold, so I am also gold. If Krishna is happy, then I must be happy. If Krishna is jubilant, then I must be jubilant. Where from we get this idea of happiness? Because we are part and Krishna. That's why Krishna dances with the gopis. We also want to dance with the young girls here in this material world. Why? Where from this idea you have got? The idea is already there. And we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore you have got this propensity. So, anandamaya bhasa. But this thing can be purely enjoyed, not alone in this material world. But you have to go back to home, back to Krishna, and there is your real life. Krishna comes therefore. He displays his rasa dance in Vrindavan. So attract these fallen souls. That if you want enjoyment, why not come back to me? Here is the enjoyment. Here is the enjoyment. Eternal enjoyment. Why you are rotting in this material world and becoming implicated, sometimes as Brahma and sometimes as the one in this two enjoyment, varieties of enjoyment. Why? Why you are so become fool? Therefore Krishna says, he comes here, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. You come to me. Why you are bothering in this way and suffering that people are not here? That is the difficulty. That is the difficulty. Krishna displays what is the standard of happiness with Krishna in Vrindavan. Kutapunna punya ittham brahma sukhānubhutya dāsaṅgatānāṁ parudvaivatena Maya Sitanang Narudarakina Sardhanga Bijarhu Kritapunna Punya. Sukadeva Goswami is remarking when he come to the position of describing Krishna's playing with the cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys are playing. Sometimes Krishna is defeated. He has to take one cowherd boy on his shoulder. So, Sukadeva Goswami is studying the, who are these cowherd boys? They are playing with Krishna. They are not ordinary cowherd. Krita punna punya. After many, many births, accumulation of pious activities, now they have come to play with Krishna. So this is the position. Ittham brahma sukhanu bhutya. Here is Krishna. Who is that? The Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, the Gyanis, they want to appreciate the Supreme Brahma, Satam, Brahma Sukha, Brahma Sukha, they are after Brahma Sukha. Here is the source of Brahma Sukha, Brahmanaham Pratishtha. So here is the light, illumination. There is a source of light, the sunshine, illumination. The source is the sun's glow. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti, where is the source? Krishna says, Brahmana Ahanga Pratishtha. I am the source. From me it is coming. Therefore, the same thing is Ittham Brahma Sukha Anubhutya. The source of Brahma Sukha. Ittham Brahma Sukha Anubhutya Dasangatanang Naradharakena Paradaivatena. And Dasangatanang, those who have accepted the principle of to become the servant of God, mainly devotees. The devotees, they never want to become one with Brahma effulgence, Sajujya Mukti. They will never accept it. They want to keep their individuality and enjoy it, Krishna. That is Vaishnava philosophy. Ittham Brahma Sukhanubhutya Dasangatanang Paradaivatena Paradaivata, the Supreme Lord. And Maya Sitanang Narzarakena, and those who are under the influence of Maya, they are thinking Krishna as ordinary human child. Narzarak. But after all, these boys who are playing Sardhang Bijarhu, krita punya punya. After accumulating many lives, pious activities, now they are promoted here at Vrindavan to play with Krishna. So to play with Krishna, to become associate of Krishna, to dance with Krishna, it's not ordinary thing. We want to do that. We want to do that here. We have got many sporting club, dancing club, because we want to do that. But we want to do in this material world. That is our defect. The same thing you can do with Krishna. Just become Krishna conscious. And you get the opportunity. Why you are suffering here for sporting and dancing? That is called dharmasyahi apavargasya. Stop this always painful condition of material life. Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti. Because we have got this material body. This material body means reservoir of all sufferings. By artificial method, so-called scientific advancement, we are trying to patch up. But that is not real happiness. You can go on continuing patching up. This is called maya. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. You cannot. The real purpose is that everyone wants to live and enjoy. But maya will not allow. You can have very nice skyscraper building. But have you made any insurance that you will be allowed to enjoy this house? No, sir. There is no such insurance. At any moment, the nature will call, please get out. Immediately. No, I've got to do some business. No more, sir. Please get out. Immediately. Can you stop that? Then why you are making plan? Your real plan is not there. Whether you'll be allowed to stay here. There is no insurance. And why you are taking so much trouble? Therefore, nunam pramatta kurute bikarma. The whole day, night, they're working like ass. But there is no assurance whether the happiness for which he is laboring so hard will be allowed to be enjoyed. That is no certainty. So, this is not. Nasadu manne, datva atmane yam. Therefore, disciples say, this is not good business, my dear boys. Because you have got this body on account of this hard labor and planning in your last life. Jato atmanayam asannapi klesada. Again you want to have another body to suffering. What is this intelligence? You are already suffering. You have got one type of body which means suffering. By your past activities, again you are doing the same to get another body to suffer. Is that very intelligence? No, that is not intelligence. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Pramatta. These are madman's business. Real business is how I shall become permanently happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, janma karma medibham, ju janati tattvata. Katta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti. Māmeti kaunteya. That is perfection. Māmupetta kaunteya. Dukkhālayam sāsatam nāpnubanti mahātmā saṁsiddhīṁ paramāṅgata. Now this is the real life. Take to Krishna consciousness and execute it. We are opening centers all over the world to give this chant. It is not a whimsical concoction. It is strictly according to the Shastra. Without any mistake authorized, if you take to this Krishna consciousness movement, you'll be happy perpetually. Thank you very much.